giving our all to Christ, straining ahead to win. We got to talk about that place. A place that we live, some of us live, that I call a place of the in-between. God has removed us from where we were, but He hasn't quite, we're not quite comfortable with where we're going. I have given up some old things, you know, old habits, pains, and feelings, expecting and believing God for some new things, but I have not yet received those things. I don't want to go back to the former things, but I'm having trouble forgetting those things that I've left behind, reaching forth to those unseen things that are ahead. I am not where I used to be, and I'm not yet where I want to be, or even where I'm destined to be. I am here in this place, and so I question that. The question I ask is, what am I going to do while I'm where I am? In other words, Lord, what now? There are Christians who seem to have it all together. Or at least they seem to. They walk into church. They seem to have all their needs. They seem to have all their desires. And they know where they put it. They come to church, they enter into thanksgiving, into praise, their kids always are well behaved, their spouse is loving, their life is in order, or at least it appears that way. Financially, they're stable, emotionally, they're balanced, physically, they're healthy, relationally, they're relaxed, everything is okay. They're like the Shunammite woman, and they say, "It is well with my soul." For the people like that, I say God bless them and may heaven always smile on them. However, there are those of us that are going through some mess. Everything isn't fine in our life. At times we're financially challenged or emotionally stressed or physically under attack or relationally impaired or mentally stressed out. Instead of "bless the Lord, all my soul and all that it was in me," we seem to say, "Why is our soul cast down?" Understand that that feeling is not an indication that you don't believe that God can make a way where there's no way. And it's not a compromise on your salvation. It isn't saying that you don't believe. It's saying that you're in a space of in-between time. Many times the devil attacks, and the first thing we do is turn and grab hold of him and try to fight him on our own. Saints of God, to try to fight the devil on your own, you will tire out before he does, and you will lose. We need to develop the character that is totally dependent upon God. And when the enemy comes to mess with us, we need to know that God will lift the standard against him, that Jesus will fight our battles, and that we can go forward knowing that Satan is behind us. To do that, Paul says five things. We need to follow after him. We need to confess our shortcomings and find those people that will pray with us in faith. We need to find our destiny in Christ. What is our upward calling? And don't seek something that Christ has for someone else. Our callings are different. We need to forget about the past and put those under the blood. We need to focus our aim to do one thing. And then we need to forcibly pursue our goal and not be diverted. Father Looker said one of the most interesting things. Yeah, I'm saying Father Looker said something interesting. Tuesday night at Altrea, he blessed my socks off. He talked about Mother Teresa, and he gave a story I've never heard before. Mother Teresa, where was she originally from? from Greece. And she lived a charmed, blessed, spirit-filled life. Everything she prayed for, boom, God was there. I mean, it was just until God told her to go to Calcutta. She stepped off the train, and for 40-something years, she never experienced the presence of God in her life. Everything was tough. Everything was hard. Did she give up? No. She did what she knew to do. She prayed, she fasted, she studied the Word, she read the Word, and she plowed ahead. Just so happens this week I heard another story about Mother Teresa. She was tenacious. When she fought for the poor, she went with attorneys, she went with everybody, and she cut no slack. She fought hard. But for 40-something years, she never felt the presence of God, and yet she changed the world. She never stopped because she did not go by her feelings. She went by what God had told her, and she did not back down. Saints of God, if we're moving in the Spirit of God, if we're moving by what God told us, don't go by your feelings. We will lie to ourselves. Go by the presence of God. When you're sure what God has said, He's not a man that He would lie. And He will not change His mind. And it might take us the rest of our life, but we will hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant," when we enter into our rest. Be true to the power of Christ, and He will never leave us, though we might not feel His presence. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.